The Canada Literacy Act wasn't about stimulating economic growth. I mean, it's in there. You can see that if you've got a workforce, and this is something I heard a lot, if you have a well-educated, flexible workforce, you can dominate the world. I don't know that it really exists anywhere in the world where they have that well-educated, flexible workforce. I don't know if it's possible, but the act was maybe there to help that. But we were more interested in the other issues of how the act would make people better. And better means, a more caring for each other. Because we wanted the act to be something that people could do for each other, for themselves, and how they could make the country a better place to be by working closely together. The act wasn't set up so that Industry Canada could then mandate a kind of workplace literacy only. You can't mandate that better, brighter, flexible workforce. It doesn't work like that. What happens is that they saw that you try to educate as many people as you can, and as a result, you end up with what you really want is that better educated, flexible workforce. So it was getting them around that, is that you educate first and then see what comes out of it, but know that what comes out of it can only be good for the country.